Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our children love nature shows, the Wildcrats, Octonauts, any of these shows where they learn about different animals, but especially Coyote Peterson. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but he has a YouTube channel where, you know, his most watched videos, he's got plenty of videos where he's just exposing you to different animals or nature. But his most watched videos are the ones where he's dealing with the dangerous animals. He's almost like our kids' generation's the crocodile hunter, you know, Steve Irwin. And, you know, he'll be intentionally stung by certain insects or, you know, allow himself to be bitten by certain snakes, which has just kind of created a bravery around our kids and animals. They love snakes. They love spiders. You know, they'll run away from wasps, but there are plenty of you know, bugs or critters that they do not fear because they've watched this guy on shows not be afraid of it, which, you know, is honestly fine if they're not scared of the rat snake. Recently, there was a rat snake in the backyard, and, you know, all of our kids wanted to hold it, and that's fine. But one thing that we do tell them is if any of these critters, any of these snakes, let's say, start lifting up their tail and it rattles when they shake it, run, do not walk away from that animal. That is not a game. That is not a toy. That is not something to explore. You are not Coyote Peterson, and you need to get away because that one is dangerous. There are many sins in the Bible, in the New Testament especially, that we are commanded to stay away from this. It's not good for you. Or perhaps we're told to fight. Or perhaps we're told to stand our ground. In the case of Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand. But there is one kind of sin that Scripture treats differently than the others, and we are told not to fight, not to avoid, but to flee. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. Or 2 Timothy 2, verse 22 says, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And why are we commanded to flee from sexual sin? Because it is especially dangerous. Are we not seeing that in our culture now as we speak? That on one hand, culture wants to say that it's just sex. It's nothing that we need to, you know, take too seriously. You know, the animals do this. And on the other hand, people are forming their entire identities around this particular activity. Culture doesn't know what it wants to think about sex, and so culture has a messy relationship with it. It's ruining families, ruining lives, ruining homes, and we see this around. God created sex to be a good thing between a husband and a wife, but he also knows its potential for destruction. Do we not see in our culture today how pornography is just wiping out a generation, multiple generations of men? Inside and outside the church, it is dangerous because it is powerful. And because it's powerful, it is dangerous. And so we see here in 2 Timothy 2 that we want to be calling on the Lord from a pure heart. And when our heart is not pure, that lessens our desire and chance of calling out to the Lord. So God says, don't play with this one. This isn't your garden variety rat snake. This is a rattlesnake, and it will bite you, and it will cause serious damage, sometimes irreparable, in this life. So we, as believers in Christ, want to say culture has a messy relationship with sexual sin, and we don't want to buy into the lie that this is something we can play fast and loose with. That's exactly what the enemy would like you to believe. It's just a little bit of sexual content. It's not a big deal. Oh, this song just talks about it. It's not going to get in my head. But we have seen time and time and again that little bits here and there can corrupt and cause serious issues in lives and in families. So let's not be smarter than God. Let's not be wiser than the Creator, who knows what we are susceptible to. Flee. Run. Don't walk away from sexual sin. And if it's something you find yourself in, run. Don't walk to those that you can talk to, can hold accountable, and can give wise counsel. Lord, we thank you for your word, that it does not play lightly with sin. It takes it seriously. So help us to take it seriously as well and to flee from these kinds of sins so that we may call out to you out of a pure heart. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit, and we want to honor that. So God, give us the strength to do it. And when we can't, God, help us to find our strength in you and to find those that we can talk to and get help from. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.